하룽예 하룽예 마룽나 하룽예 하룽예 마룽야.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Giraffes, Eggs and Other African Tales. I am Elam Dani, your host, a teacher by day and a storyteller by night. I am also the author of the West African fable, Giraffes, Eggs. For today's story, we are traveling to the region of southern West Africa. This tale has been shared in that region for centuries and was published in 1917 by William H. Barker and Cecilia Sinclair. A few hundred years ago, the chief Mori god determined to have a splendid yam festival. He therefore sent his messengers to invite all his chiefs and people to the gathering, which was to take place on Fida Friday. On the morning of that day, he sent some of his servants to the neighboring towns and villages to buy goats, sheep, and cows for the great feast. Mr. Klo, the tortoise, who was a tall and handsome fella, was sent to buy palm wine. He was directed to the palm fields of Koklovi, the chicken. At the time, Klo was a very powerful traveler and speedily reached his destination, although it was many miles distant from Mori's place. When he arrived, Koklovi was taking his breakfast. When they had exchanged the polite salutations, Koklovi asked the reason for Klo's visit. He replied, "I was sent by His Majesty Mori, the ruler of the world, to buy him palm wine." "Eh? Whether he's ruler of the world or not," answered Koklovi, "no one can buy my wine with money. If you want it, you must fight for it. If you win, you can have all of it, and the palm trees too." This answer delighted Klo, as he was a very strong fighter. Koklovi was the same. So the fighting carried on and continued for several hours before Klo was able to finally overcome Koklovi. He was successful and securely bound Koklovi before he left him. Then, taking his great pot, he filled it with wine. Finding that there was more wine than pot, Klo foolishly drank all the rest of the wine. Then, he piled on the palm trees on his back and set out for the palace with his pot of wine. The amount he drank, however, made him feel so sleepy and tired that he could barely walk with his very heavy load. Added to this, a terrible rain began to fall, which made the ground very slippery, still more difficult to travel over. By the time Klo succeeded in reaching his master's palace, the gates were shut and locked. Mori, finding it to be very late, had concluded that everyone was inside for the festival. There were many people jam-packed into the great hall, and all were singing and dancing. The noise of the concert was so great that no one heard Klo knocking at the gate. And there he had to stay with his great load of wine and palm trees. The rain continued for nearly 2 whole months, and it was so terrible that the people all remained in the palace until the festival had finished. At that time, poor Klo had died under the weight of his load, which he had been unable to take off his back by himself. And there he lay before the gate with the pile of palm trees on top of him. When the rain ceased and the gates were opened, the people were amazed to see this great mound in front of the gate. There was nothing there before. They fetched spades and began to shovel at it. When they came to the bottom of the pile, there lay Klo, his earthenware pot, and the dust had caked together and formed quite a hard cover on his back. He was taken into the palace straight away, and by the use of many wonderful medicines, he was restored to life. But since that day, he has never been able to stand upright, and he's been creeping around as a tiny little creature with a great shell on his back that we call today the tortoise. Today's story is clearly about the dangers of drinking too much, although the consequences of Klo's drunken attitude are very heavy. I think there is another side to the story that I'd like to talk a little bit more about, and that is the tradition of combat in some West African cultures. It's very well known in Senegal, but there are many places in West Africa where wrestling and physical combat, you know, body to body combat is a cultural thing. It usually happens at big festivals. You have champions and championships, etc., etc. It's not something that is always associated with West African culture or African culture in general. But I think it's nice. It's not like a violent type of, you know, to the death sort of combating. It's more men being men and kind of just showing off their masculinity and their, you know, strength and muscles and whatever. I don't know much about the history of wrestling, especially in Senegal, where it seems to be very popular. But I think it's something that would be nice to go and dive into. You know, it finds itself inside this story where, you know, don't pay me money, you know, show me that you're a man, let's fight and battle, and if you win, you get it. I think that's it's nice to read this story and rediscover this aspect of West African culture. I really hope you enjoyed today's story and that you learned something new. I am Ellen Diney, author of the West African Fable Giraffe's Eggs, available on Amazon. Go to the show notes if you want to find out how to order your own copy. And if you really enjoyed the show and you would like to support us, please share about us on social media and directly to your friends who love folklore. We are on all the media platforms, whether you are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, etc., you will find us. Also, consider reviewing us or wherever you listen to us. It's completely free. We really appreciate it when people do this because it helps us get more visibility without spending much money on publicity. Anyway, this has been our story of the week. Don't forget to check out our e-magazine that contains even more stories, some fun activities and fun facts about African culture and geography. All right, à bientôt les amis. See you soon, friends.